You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 79 of Take a Bow. I'm your host, Eli Tokash, and this week we are just giving you a quick little episode, and we will let you all go enjoy your happy, happy Thanksgiving with family and friends and whoever you may be celebrating with. Especially for the American listeners on the podcast, I know we have people all over the world, but to us in the United States, I guess I can say happy Thanksgiving to all, and we're going to make it a quick little episode with just me, no guests, nothing too distracting. It's just a quick little ride to your grandparents' house or to your family's house or whatever it may be, and I'm here to provide that entertainment for you all. So I want to remind everyone or inform those who don't follow the Take a Bow Podcast Instagram that Take a Bow, if you go to the website on the takeabowpod.com website, we are doing a Black Friday sale, so go check it out. We've released some new items for you to go check out and hopefully enjoy on Black Friday. If you use the code TABFRIDAY20, you will get 20% off your entire purchase. And then, of course, if you are patrons of Take a Bow, you get some extra special coupon codes, and they don't run just this weekend. They'll run forever. So that's just a friendly reminder. If you are interested in any of the Take a Bow merch, that is always there for you and always an option. And if you have any other interests in merchandise, you know where to message me. Let me know, and hopefully I will be able to provide you all with whatever you may want. So without further ado, like I said, I'm not going to have a guest, so it is just going to be me, and I'm just going to do like a fun little episode about telling you all about my week. I saw some shows. I saw Tick, Tick, Boom, which I hope all of you have seen. I'm seeing Company soon, and I just want to talk to you all about it, and then we'll do like a drama dictionary moment, and then I'll let you all go. So let's get started, shall we? This week I saw Tick, Tick, Boom. Like I mentioned, it is absolutely amazing. Okay, I know the reviews were a bit mixed, but honestly, I really enjoyed it. And I mean, there were some parts that I guess I could agree with that were a little bit slow, but it was nothing that would like turn me off of it, I guess you could say, of the movie itself or anything. I found myself engaged the entire time. I thought, and a lot of that was due to the performance of Andrew Garfield, who is absolutely incredible in this role. I mean, honestly, I mean, he fully embodied Jonathan Larson. And if you are just like, should I watch the show? Should I not? If you like Jonathan Larson, like, that should be the reason that you watch the movie, is just because of Jonathan Larson's Andrew Garfield's performance of Jonathan Larson. It's absolutely incredible. I highly, highly recommend it. It's awesome. You're going to be listening to, like, Jonathan Larson's full story. And Jonathan Larson, for those of you who may not like completely know off the just by me saying his name, he wrote Rent and he wrote Tick, Tick, Boom, obviously, and it's kind of like his success story of how he wrote a couple musicals before Tick, Tick, Boom and Rent, and before like his musicals got famous, and kind of revolutionized musical theater. So it just shows the trials and tribulations of a struggling composer trying to start out. And the best part about it is that, like, you see so many famous people, like, and then, of course, you, like, see, like, mentors of his, like, in the show. So, like, Stephen Sondheim is his own character. And it's really cool just to see that relationship. And then, of course, there are, I'm exaggerating, but like millions of Broadway cameos in the movie. Roger Bart, James C. Nicola, Louis Manuel Miranda, who's Lin-Manuel Miranda's father, but also Lin-Manuel Miranda. We have literally like the entire cast of Freestyle Love Supreme, Jelly Donut, Shockwave, Young Niece, all of them show up. Two Touch, and then of course Lin, and then they have like Mark Shaman and Janine Tesori and Alex Lacamoire and Jason Robert Brown and Steven Schwartz, like literally all kind of the people, like both who are writers, playing like other writers and like struggling writers or whatnot. And then like you have like other people, because obviously like, you know, actors and songwriters and whoever is just like trying to make it in New York, they kind of tend to have waitressing jobs or and work at diners and whatnot. And that's exactly what Jonathan Larson did. So like you had all of these Broadway people either being waiters and waitresses with him or just like in the diner eating. And like that was like Beth Malone and Cheetah Rivera and Bernadette Peters and Philippa Sue and Renee Elise Goldsberry, like Chuck Hooper. There was like Andre DeShields was there, like everyone, like all of your favorite Broadway stars, at least one of your favorite Broadway stars were in this movie. Like I can literally continue. Kay Rockwell, Laura Benanti, Michaela Diamond, Danny Burstein, Judy Kuhn, Jelani Aladdin, Christopher Jackson. Literally so many Broadway stars were making appearances in this movie. And I think that just is a testament. And a lot of them were in Rent or were associated in the life of Jonathan Larson. And I think that just shows to everyone involved how special Jonathan Larson was and how much of an impact Jonathan Larson had on each of them, and how they in a lot of ways changed their careers, and they changed his and all of these things. Like it was just a really cool thing to see. It was a brilliant tribute. Lin-Manuel Miranda directed the movie, so that was really good. All of it was just brilliant. And you could just tell that they wanted to get it right, and I think they did, honestly. I think everyone involved was just extremely talented. Everyone did a fantastic job. I didn't know much about the Tick Tick Boom musical until I saw this, of course. And yeah, I think it was brilliant, and I think you all should watch it, especially if you are with your family this weekend and you're looking at some like holiday movies, but you're like, oh, I've seen this one a million times, or maybe you're not quite ready for the Christmas movies yet. And maybe this is like the perfect time to just sit with your family, or sit with yourself, sit with your friends, sit with your turkey, whatever it may be, and watch Tick, Tick, Boom. Because it's definitely worth it, especially for us Broadway fans. I mean, it's got so many people that we're just going to be like, oh my God, no way. Oh my God, I didn't realize. Oh my God. And then this happened? No way. And it's just really cool. I think it's something that you will all enjoy. I know I certainly did. And then, like I mentioned earlier, I also saw Freestyle Love Supreme again this past week. And this time, I actually went and I surprised my sister and treated her for all of it, to say thank you, basically, for all the help she does with this podcast and everything. And just like as an early Christmas present or Thanksgiving present, whatever you may want to count it as. So the special guest was Jordan Fisher, and she loves Jordan Fisher's in multiple ways. So we saw it, and we thought just Jordan Fisher was going to be a special guest, but it turns out that James Monroe Iglehart was also a special guest that day. And I mean, the show is just so good. I mean, it's literally a show that you can't get sick of, because it's just like, there's nothing to get sick of, because nothing like happens again, you know. I mean, there's like a little like theme song, I guess, that you could technically say, like the mic check or this is Freestyle Love Supreme or whatever, but that's just like introducing the show, and that's just kind of like starting things off before they can actually like start the show. So like And it's really catchy. So it's like, it can't get old. So Jordan Fisher, like, came out. I guess the special guests of Freestyle Love Supreme just come out at the end and they just do, like, one of the segments. Cause, like, the whole time you're like, wait a second, is there gonna be a special guest? And then, like, finally, Jordan Fisher came out. James Monroe did, like, basically the whole show. And then Jordan Fisher, like, did, like, the two skits that they do. And, just brilliant. His voice is, like, it's actually ridiculous how good his voice is, and it's, like, not fair how good his voice is, because it's just so elegant and effortless and everything in between, and I'm just like, wow, that, his voice is amazing, and I want that voice, and, it's so good, and I can't wait to see him in Dear Evan Hansen. And guess what? At Freestyle Love Supreme, he started singing Waving Through a Window. How, oh my god, it was a treat. It was really special. It was really cool. It was like a one-night-only thing. I guess Freestyle Love Supreme does that often, where they have guests for like one night. And Laura Benanti is actually joining the, doing like a special appearance one night. Yeah, for one show as well, and a bunch of other people. So, like, if you follow Freestyle Love Supreme on Instagram or social media, or if you follow them on BroadwayWorld.com and, like, you just look at the articles and whatever, you'll see, like, Freestyle Love Supreme having special guests, Laura Benanti or whoever, Jordan Fisher, whoever it may be. And it'll tell you, like, sometimes it'll tell you, like, oh, Daveed Diggs and Lynn are going to be there, and all the other things. So it'll keep you updated if you just, like, actually do some digging for it. It's really cool. And another thing to note, just because it's fun and it's, like, Black Friday, so, like, if you're looking for good deals, like, there's also good theater deals. Today Tix is running a special as well. I mean, this isn't even a paid ad. I'm just saying, like, as a theater fan myself, I am a big Today Tix user. Today Tix and TDF are my go-tos. And then Today Tix is doing a huge Black Friday sale. So if you're interested in going to theater, and it's not even like you have to go like this week. No, like if you book your ticket this weekend, it'll have the Black Friday discount. So it's like 20% off to like 40% off. So go check out, because some of the shows are like really worth it. Like there's like $59 tickets to Company. There's like $49 tickets to go see Sierra Renee and Joshua Henry, who are making their debut today. Sierra Renee is making her debut in Waitress the Musical today, on Thanksgiving, which is amazing. And then Joshua Henry is making his debut in Waitress on Monday, the 29th. So you have till January 9th to see Waitress on Broadway as a whole, but also Sierra Renee and Joshua Henry. So they're going to be closing out this, I guess, like, revival of Waitress. And I will be back before January 9th because, obviously, hopefully some of you all remember Sierra Renee's episode, but I know that was super early on and we may have some new listeners. Actually, we do have some new listeners. So if you do like to see Sierra Renee and Joshua Henry in Waitress, or you are seeing them already and you're planning on doing it or whatever it may be, and you haven't listened to the episode of Take About, go listen to it. Go check it out. And then hopefully I would love to get one of them back on, or, well, Sierra back on, and then Joshua Henry on, to just talk about this Waitress experience, because I think it's just really exciting. And I know that the two of them are really, really good friends. So just to have Waitress being played, Jenna and Dr. Pometer with Josh Henry and Sierra Renee, like, that connection is just going to be iconic. And they're both people of color, so, like, I think it's a very touching moment for both them to lead the show on Broadway and everything like that, but also it's historic for Waitress, because I truly don't think, and I'm sorry if I'm wrong on this, but I did some digging, and I don't believe there's ever been two Black leads in Waitress, or people of color as the leads in Waitress. So very exciting time for Waitress and Sierra Renee and Joshua Henry to make that history in the show.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, Suf's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Obviously, today is Thanksgiving, and that means that the Thanksgiving Day Parade is today, and we have some incredible, incredible shows performing, and shows that wouldn't, I don't know why, but, like, wouldn't necessarily perform usually, because, you know, usually, I don't know, I truly don't know why, I know I'm saying this a lot, but I don't know why, like, the Thanksgiving Day Parade literally only does new shows, and it's not, like, the hottest shows, I guess. I don't mean to, like, be rude about that, but I guess it's just because, like, so everyone gets a shot at performing or whatever it may be, but it's, like, I don't know, like, the year that usually it's like, oh, Six would be performing and Moulin Rouge would be performing, and then what other new shows, like, it would be, like, Mrs. Doubtfire would also perform, and, like, it would only do, like, the new shows of the season, Hairline or Change and whatever it may be, and it would never used to, like, include, like, shows like Wicked or Phantom of the Opera or whatever, like, the shows that have been running for, like, a long time, you know? They don't usually get, like, second chances to perform and whatever, but this year it seems like they're gonna start doing that, or they are doing it that this year, because, I don't know. But I'm excited, and this year, we are getting performances from Six and Moulin Rouge, but we will also be seeing a performance from Wicked and Waitress in Chicago, and actually, the CBS broadcast will be featuring performances from the cast of Waitress in Chicago, but in the normal broadcast of the parade, you will see Six, Moulin Rouge, and Wicked, and then we will also see a sneak peek performance of the NBC's Any Live, so that's exciting. And then we're gonna be seeing, like, Broadway stars. We have Jordan Fisher, Darren Criss, Kristen Chenoweth. We have the cast of Girls Five Ever. For those of you who haven't seen it on Peacock, go check it out. That's Sarah Bareilles, Renee Elise Goldsberry, Paula Pell, Busy Phillips, Andy Grammer's performing, and Carrie Underwood, Santa Claus, obviously. So there's going to be a bunch of performers, both on Broadway and just, like, famous people in general. So it's very exciting. I'm excited for the parade. I don't know, like, I think, I would say, like, the parade and Thanksgiving is a big, like, Broadway holiday in a lot of ways. I think there's a lot of people in New York, so I think there's a lot of tourists that go see shows that, that wouldn't normally go see shows because they don't live here. And then, of course, all the iconic performances during the parade and everything like that. So I'm excited for it. It's Thanksgiving, and it's a big deal, and there's some shows that we're going to see that we don't usually get to see. So I think it's just going to be a great day for Broadway, and hopefully those it works out for everyone, and hopefully there's a big standout performance. I feel like the last standout performance was, like, The Prom. But then again, it's, like, with COVID and everything, there hasn't been many, like, big performances since then. So, but anyways, I'm excited for it, and I think it's definitely something to watch out for, and I hope if you miss the parade, which I hope you don't, because I love watching the parade on Thanksgiving, but if you do miss the parade, it'll be on YouTube, you'll be able to watch it, or at least the performances if you don't want to watch, like, the whole parade, which I don't blame you. But yeah, that definitely go check out the parade performances after like noon if you don't want to watch it during the show. Or go like watch Finding Neverland perform at the parade. No, like no big deal. No, I'm just kidding. But yes, there's other fun news this week going on. I'm seeing Company, which is a show that I've raved about on here for forever. So I cannot wait to give you all my review on Company next week. Next week's episode. It's going to be, I'm just so excited. I can't even tell you what it's going to be because I haven't seen it. But I've heard great things about it. So I feel like it's going to be great. And I've just been hyping it up so much that I think it's just going to be amazing. And I have like that such good intuition about it. So I really am excited for it. And I hope that I enjoy it as much as I've been raving about it. But I will give you my full and honest and unbiased review on it. And I hope that you are seeing the show because it's historic, so even if it's good or not, it's definitely one worth seeing. Speaking of hoping you go see shows, Chicken and Biscuits is closing this week. Like, so by next week's episode, it will be closed. So it has, like, I think it has, like, 6 performances left now. So if you are in the city and you are visiting and you're here for this Thanksgiving holiday and you're here for Thanksgiving break and everything, go check out Chicken and Biscuits because it's a historic show for Broadway. It employs a lot of people of color. And if you don't, go follow Douglas Leone on Instagram and on social media because he said this beautiful thing about, although Chicken and Biscuit is closing, I've gotten so many emails about how they want to start licensing it. And there's schools that want to do it and there's regional theaters that want to do it, and it allows so many artists of color to be hired and to have a job, and he is just so excited about that. And I think that is so important and so monumental in our Broadway community to have a show like that and to have people of color really lead the way in the show. I think it's brilliant, and I'm able to see it because I have not seen it yet, and it kills me that it's literally like one of the shows that I've wanted to see, not only because it is Chicken and Biscuit and the story behind it and just to support all of the artists in the show, but also like Norm Lewis is in it, and I love Norm Lewis. I love Norm Lewis so much, and I want to see him so bad. So hopefully I'll be able to get that, and that'll be in next week's review as well. But other than that, I wanted to alert you all on a Trevor Patreon video. I added some new exclusive content to Patreon. So if you're not already, go check out patreon.com/TAB, which is our Take a Bow page, or go to patreon.com and search Take a Bow. We have so many fun things going on there, and I'm gonna be more active on there. I feel like I go in spurts, but I definitely will be more consistent, and I love Patreon so much. It allows me to interact with all of you, and that is one thing I do stay consistent on. I like to think interacting with all of you, but and messaging all of the listeners and all of that fun stuff. But so on top of getting the exclusive content, you will be able to get in touch with me, and we'll have some conversations. We'll get to talk about Broadway, and we get to talk about so many other things. I talk about hockey with one of them. It's great. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. So with the exclusive content, you get merch perks and video access to podcasts and all the fun things. So go check that out. And for those of you listening who are patrons of Take a Bow, just wanted to remind you all that I did drop a new vlog of the Trevor opening night of me just like reconnecting with so many old friends and meeting new people and interviewing people and all of the things. And then, of course, I have a couple clips and videos of the show, Trevor itself. So I hope you all enjoy that. I look forward to hearing all your feedback. So that's all I have really for you all this week. But I'm going to leave you all with a drama dictionary because I think it's a really fun one, especially on Thanksgiving. So this week's word of the week from the drama dictionary, from Eli's drama dictionary, is, drumroll please, apron. And no, it is not the apron that you're currently wearing preparing for the turkey for Thanksgiving. No, that's not it. The apron is, okay, it's like in Moulin Rouge, right? So you know how like the stage is set up? It's the section of the stage that the floor projects towards or into the audience in like their parts of the stage in front of the house and in front of the proscenium arch. So like in Moulin Rouge, it's not quite. So a couple weeks ago, I had like a thrust on the stage, and that's just something that goes into the audience. It's a piece of the stage that goes into the audience, and if it goes too far into the audience, they'll take out some seats. But this one, it kind of works around the seats, you know, the apron is like a section, just a small part of the stage. So in Moulin Rouge, if you've seen it, or if you've seen videos of the theater or pictures of the theater, that front part where literally like one person can like fit in the width of it, that's what an apron is. It's like it goes around the chairs and everything like that. So like it doesn't, it's like connected to the stage, but it's not the stage, you know. It's connected and it has like a walkway and everything, and it's just like this thin piece of the stage, the section of the stage, where it's in the audience and it's in the theater. I don't know. I feel like for those of you who have seen Moulin Rouge will totally understand what I'm saying right now. But for those of you who don't, you'll just be like, what is Eli talking about? I need to go get my apron on to prepare this turkey for Thanksgiving. No, but hopefully you do understand that. And it's just like, it's just, hopefully Moulin Rouge may be performing on the parade at their theater, but I don't think so. Or if you saw the Tonys or something, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Because it's just like that little break off of the stage, but it's still part of the stage. And it's just a section. And that's called the apron. So hopefully you've all learned that, and because if you do end up doing a show with an apron, the director's going to be like, oh, I need you to come stage right at the apron, or I need you to go stage right on the apron, and all these things, and you're going to be like, what? Well, then you're going to be like, oh, Eli taught me this in episode 79 of Take a Bow, if you remember. That's okay if not, but with that being said, that's all I have for you all this week, and I'm going to go put on my apron to help my family prepare for Thanksgiving meal, which is not the same apron as I just told you about, but yes, I've just had such a great week, and I'm very thankful for all of you listening, and I'm so thankful for my family and my friends and all my show buddies that I'm able to see shows with, and all of the incredible artists that I get to see on the stage, because without them, we wouldn't be able to see live theater, and we wouldn't be able to be a part of this wonderful community that we are all in love with. So just a huge shout out to everyone, and shout out to all of you for coming and listening to this on Thanksgiving Day, or this Thanksgiving Day weekend, or the week after. I just am thankful for all of you listening and giving me a platform to speak my mind and talk about the nerdy things about Broadway that I enjoy talking about. And I'm just grateful that you all continue to tune in and allow me to continue to do this lovely thing and provide entertainment and smiles to people's faces, because that's exactly what I love to do. And I'm very thankful for all of you. Even if I know you or if I don't know you, I'm still thankful for you. And I hope that you all have a wonderful week and a happy Thanksgiving. And I hope that you enjoy the parade, and hope that you enjoy whatever it may be, even if it's a break from work. That's wonderful. That's the highlight. Or from school. That's my highlight. That's okay. Great stuff going on. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And I hope to see you all next week with a really fun episode. And it's going to be a full-length episode with a guest. We're done with Rainbow Lullaby. We're done with me talking about just my week and saying happy Thanksgiving to you all. Yeah, we're done with that. We're going to go back to having our one guest, and it's going to be an hour-long episode, and it's going to be like the traditional Take a Bow episodes. And this December, I have a really, really great month planned for all of you. And we're going to talk some West Side Story, and we're going to talk about all kind of Broadway things like we do already. And it's going to be a blast. So I hope to see you next week. And in the meantime, stay safe and have a wonderful time. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. For this episode's Curtain Call, I would like to recognize a few people who also deserve to take a bow. This podcast would not be possible without the help from Dory Berenstain, Brittany Bigelow, Katie Rosen, Alan Seals, and the team at the Broadway Podcast Network. Next in line to take a bow is Tessie Tokash, who edits the audio and all the visuals for this podcast. A special thanks to patrons Brian Thompson, Pat McNamara, the listeners at PCC, as well as all of the other patrons for their continued support. If you're interested in becoming a patron, go to patreon.com/TAB. And if you enjoyed this week's episode, don't forget to subscribe on the platform that you're currently listening to this on. Also, feel free to give us a follow on Instagram at Take a Bow Podcast. Take a Bow's logo is designed by Giselle Bustos, and the music is by Nikki Torsha and Cormac Collinon. Bye, everyone. Hope to see you next week.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.